This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And on Be The Truth Sunday podcast, much respect to all my people, take this in. Now, we're going to talk about some things here with this technology and this AI that they're talking about and keep pushing on the masses. And sometimes you might sit in there and hear them talking like they're trying to tell you that the AI is not good. But at the end of the day, they will never stop increasing and pushing it on you. So we're going to talk about it because I know in this world they tell you whatever you can do. Whatever you want to do, you can do. They tell you that. Like, don't let nothing tell you that you can't do certain things. Don't let nobody try to hinder you from doing things because you can do it. Yes, the same motivation you need to use when it comes to getting out of this earth. I know a lot of people ain't with me on that. But yes, just like they tell you, anything in this world you can do, if you put your mind to it, you can achieve it. Same thing they tell you with riches and all of these things that the world got to offer. So listen, if you put that same energy into getting out of this earth, of course you will. Yes, call it the same thing. You're going to try to get out or you're going to die. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, that means if you're going to die trying to get out. Instead of you here talking about you dying, or you're going to die trying to get riches, which is an illusion. Put those same energy towards getting out of this earth. And you tell me that it can't happen. Okay. You believe in them when they tell you that nothing on this earth can stop you from achieving what you want to. If you put your mind to it, same thing you need to do. Put your mind to getting out. You understand that? Don't accept this as what earth have to offer. Now let's get into this right here and I'm going to show you some things. Why we need to get up out of here ASAP. Listen.
As American homeowners continue to rely on video security systems to keep their families safe, a recent glitch by one smart
camera. You hear what they're saying, people? They're depending on smart cameras to keep them safe. A camera, people, which is the dumbest shit in the world if you sit there as a grown human being and feel like camera can stop damage from done to you or somebody harming you. It's bullshit. And like I say, they have some people that don't even think about surveillance camera. They just go on there and commit crime against humanity. They don't care. So you think that the camera can be a good security for you? No, it only can basically go back and now you can see who do the crime. Or you can see it supposedly happen. That don't mean it can stop the crime. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen here.
Maker that allowed people to see footage from other homes is raising security and privacy concerns. Michael Yoshida has the story.
So you hear what he just say, people? The camera company, they have a lot of them supposedly have these home, you know, cameras that watch your home and you can see it on your cell phone or your devices or whatever. And now they're telling you that it got mixed up where everybody can see the other people's, you know, privacy right there on their camera. What kind of damn shit is that, people? But this is where we're going when it comes to technology. Listen.
Smart camera maker Wyze is blaming a technical glitch for security.
Oh, their name Wyze. They have a smart camera and the name of the company is Wyze. You hear that, people? And I already told you, anything they give you as smart is to dumb you down. Listen.
That allowed about 13,000 customers to see images and video from inside other people's homes last week.
Okay, but how would that happen, people? How did that happen? Like I showed you before with those Ring doorbell camera that you have inside of your home, they show you somebody hacking to it while a baby was at home, a little youth, and talking to them because they can watch it and see that the parents leave. So they hack into it and they can see the baby and talking to the baby and all. Do you understand what I'm saying here, people? You're almost bringing in a stranger into your home or strangers when you have that shit in your home because you have it inside of your house, not outside, to watch you inside. What you think gonna happen, people? You keep it there so just in case a crime committed against you, they can rewind it and watch it? No, people, it's a setup. So guess what? Like I tell you, they can see any camera that's out there. Any security camera, the police and them can get in it with a code and see exactly what you see or see you. If it's you, the camera is on. You don't get these things, people. That's why they're coming up with this technology. You have to understand. And later on, they're going to tell you that, you know, companies been watching you through these cameras. But that's the reason why they put it together. The company is the government, people. That's what they do. You see what they talk about? The Tesla cars have all those cameras for security features and self-driving features. And it watching you and sending back the damn film to the people who running that shit. And now they have it to share it. I did a video and break it down, people. You can't trust no fucking camera surveillance system. You can't. Because you're not the only one who gonna see what's showing on there. Listen.
In this space, so I'm not all that surprised.
Wise says customers saw thumbnails from other users' homes in the company's app. Wow. 1,500 of them tapped to enlarge the thumbnails, allowing some customers to watch footage from other people's cameras.
How did that happen, people? What kind of glitch would that be? And if they can let everybody else that have that ring, have that camera, see your damn footage, what about the people who supposed to be holding the company and running it? You don't understand, people. You're giving them an inside look at you by giving them a, by putting a camera up in your house. It's just to watch you, people, 100% in, and they follow suit. The people follow suit and have a ring bell doorbell camera inside their home. What a damn joke. Listen again.
Rob Gabriel, a home security expert for safehome.org, says while it may be convenient to access wireless security cameras remotely through our devices, that ease and comfort comes with a cost.
Listen, comfort comes with a cost. You hear that, people? And that's all they're giving you with technology, with the supposed to be AI, is comfort. So what does he just tell you? Okay, go back again. Listen.
Wireless security cameras remotely through our devices. That ease and comfort comes with a cost.
With a cost.
Our privacy risk is almost like a tax that we pay for the convenience of being connected to the internet.
Yes, and, so to be you're convenient now that you're connected to the internet and now you're at risk of being exposed. That's exactly what he tell you. That's why he tell you there is a price to pay. To get in on all of these things right here. Is that a wicked way to say it or a harsh way to say it? That's exactly what it is, people. Yes, you have to pay a penalty if you want anything smart in here, meaning that it can come back and haunt you. Listen.
The Internet of Things.
Gabriel says companies have the responsibility to make sure they keep improving their security protocols.
And they can
there
tell
are
you anything.
Also simple steps you can take to minimize your risk. First, check the company's track record. Second, only put cameras in living rooms, hallways, and near doors.
No, people, hold on here. What does that mean? Go back again. Why would you have a camera in your living room, people? In your living room. Who live in there? It's you and your family. I'm asking you again a question, people. This is serious shit. The question is simple. Why you need a camera inside your living room? It's just to watch you. They give you that trend because they're smarter than you. You understand what I'm saying? If the government people are the peoples who own you here could never tap in and see you on this camera, they will never put it in place. They will never give it to you unless they can use it for their advantage. Even though it's yours, it's for their advantage because what is their technology? You have to understand. So yes, it's okay if you put a camera outside your home. So that means you inside can see what's going on outside. Now, when you put a camera inside your home, you're basically allowing somebody outside to see inside your home. So you get what I'm saying here. You put it outside to see from inside what's going on outside. You put it outside, you put the camera inside, now somebody on the outside can watch you inside, and who is in there? It's you. Don't try to set up no surveillance on your damn self. Are you stupid? What do you want camera in your home for? Inside. Listen.
Can only put cameras in living rooms, hallways, and near
doors. Hallways and near doors. That means they're watching you. They never mention outside yet, people. This is a joke. 100% joke for the masses. If they convince you to put a camera inside your home, it's just to watch you. They can tell you that, oh, thumbnail show up on other users and they click on it. No. It's something that they practice to watch the masses. Remember, all of it is called data. No matter what you think, it's still called data. And a matter of fact, they collect videos on you. It's one of the biggest data you can collect on the human beings. And that's why they're setting them up everywhere in the world.
Not in bathrooms or bedrooms. Uh-huh. That way, if someone accessed your home security camera, they won't capture your most intimate moments.
Yeah, but if you have a home, that's where your intimate moment is. You at home by yourself. You don't have to, you have to go to the bathroom to take off your clothes. You have to go to the bathroom. I don't get it, people. This is bullshit for the dumb masses. You don't need a camera inside your home. It's dumb
shit. Gabriel also recommends cameras with privacy shutters.
Uh-huh. It's an actual physical shutter that you can hear click on and off so that you know the camera's not viewing you when you don't want it to be.
Wow, what a damn joke, people. And like I say, you're taking advice from these wise selling you smart shit. Is that real, people? And yes, it's so wise. Yes, it do that dumb shit like showing up your thumbnail and somebody else's device. So they can see in your home. I guess that's wise and smart if that was the intention. Bam.
Artificial intelligence is becoming more and more a part of our lives.
From personal assistants such as Siri and Alexa, self-driving cars. Well, now stores are using AI to spot shoplifters.
And listen to this right here, people, because I always tell you, everything that you see them broadcast and plaster on you is an agenda. So all those supposedly store, they tell you shoplifting and the people can't stop it and the workers, and they show these, you know, crazy videos where the people standing right next to the people who own the store are working at the store and just packing in things, stealing it, pushing it in their clothing right in front of their face and all of these things. And I'm like, why is they showing this? It's because of this right here, people. They always have a solution to the damn problem. So pay attention. All those smash and grabs and store shoplifting and all is to bring you AI systems in them. So now the AI is everywhere, people, taking your job and taking over for the human beings. Listen.
NBC 10 Responds got a firsthand look at how it's being used at a convenience store in Philadelphia.
I've been here 10 years.
Rich Carucci's livelihood is his North Philly convenience store.
I put my life and blood and soul into this business.
And guess what, people? Is this his business? He put his heart and life and soul in? Listen.
All the time.
He says that livelihood was being threatened every day by shoplifters.
We had, like, I would say, three shoplifters a day.
Stolen bag of chips here, a candy bar there. Adds up.
Last year, I would say we lost upwards of $50,000 to theft. That's a lot of money.
Wow.
That's a lot of money coming out of
I don't believe that, people. I don't believe that. What they got in the store don't value $50,000. The whole fucking shop load of shit don't value $50,000. I'm just telling you the truth. The whole inventory in the store that they have right here that they show you is not $50,000. So, yes, they lose $50,000 last year. It's a fake shit, 100%. And like I say, an excuse to use these AI devices on the masses. And don't worry about it. All of those supposedly supermarkets and shops, stores and all, gonna have them. I assure you, they're gonna scan you at the supposedly, you know, Costco's and them. They're gonna scan you because they claim that they're trying to stop theft. So that's why they're going to scan you when you come in. I don't know where you get the barcode from in you, where they can scan you. Are they trying to scan your eyes or whatever? Because I just believe that now that everybody chipped up or shut up, is some kind of barcode running around in them. So now they can scan you when you're going to Costco to make sure you don't steal nothing. It's a dumb shit, people. Listen.
Crucci's not alone. Philadelphia police say retail theft went up almost 28% in 2023 compared to the previous year.
There you go.
Carucci says he experienced the growing problem firsthand and he couldn't face it head on by himself.
Stuck in the back on the security watching it.
So he started looking into security options beyond surveillance cameras he already had in place. His search led him to new AI technology.
Listen. This box was going to actually pick up suspicious behavior.
It's called Vision.
When you have a solution that enables them to have eyes everywhere without having to sit behind the cameras.
There you go, people. To have eyes everywhere, we don't have to sit behind the cameras. Listen, people, like I tell you, the AI system gonna take over the whole wide world. And then you open up to the world of destruction. Take it as I tell you here. You're gonna be open up to a world of destruction. And that's why it's important for you to get out of the side of the earth. Even if you die trying to get out, at least your soul won't be in here. That's what I'm saying. You can basically put that in writing. That if you die here, you're done with. This is hell here that they have on the side of the earth and they're cooking it up. It soon becomes hell as you heard about it. That's all I'm saying. It's cooking up and it's getting there. And you see them putting all of these measures in place just for the hell on earth. So pay attention here, people, and you're going to understand why I tell you it's most important at these times to get out of here. It might sound impossible, but there is a way, and we must explore it. Listen.
His co-founder, Benoit Koenig, tells us they feed the businesses live security footage into their AI system.
Listen.
AI then analyzes customers in the store and picks up on telltale movements that could suggest someone is stealing. It could be something as simple as slipping an item into their pocket.
When someone on the shopping floor conceals an item in the clothes, bag, backpack, purse.
I'm going to ask you a question. So what if that person was just putting something that he owned in his pocket? What if he have a phone in his hand and he decide to put it in his pocket? Is that artificial intelligence going to trigger off and say, yes, he put something in his pocket? Remember, these are all sensors, people, sensors. And sensors can trigger off the wrong vibe. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes, it dare to pick up if you put something in your pocket. Okay, somebody could be just messing with their pocket. And bam, it target them. That's what AI work off, people. Sensor and chips. So get it. They can mistake the same vibe, the same movement somebody just honestly making for somebody stealing. So this is why I tell you, the AI is one of the dumbest shit in the world. But because it do a little bit as human being can do, you're gone. You take it and run. You say, yes, this is the greatest thing in the world. Just like if a dog sit when you say sit, it amaze you. You give him some treat for that. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm just trying to break down the human being, how they think, their mindset. So anything in this world that's not human is slightly do anything close to human, the human being get amazed. They wow by it. And that kind of shows how stupid we are. So all they have to do, bring you something that can do a little bit of what human can do. And the human call it smart. And believe in that thing. Believe in the device. Give it the lead way. And say, you know what? It's smarter than me. Even though they mimic you to make it. Just a little bit. It can't have the capacity of a human being, period. But just a notch, and that convince you to say that shit is smart. That's some of the things that the human being is not looking into. It's just an hint of what you are, an hint. And you give it so much props, you call it smart, meaning that you are dumb, and that thing is smarter than you. So guess what? It now have the lead way to lead you anywhere. They plan to take you because it is a chip, a programming. Bam.
So that they can actually act on the spot and not just see the damages afterwards.
NBC 10 wanted to see it in action. We sent our producer down this aisle. She takes the candy off the shelf, puts them in her book bag. Here's what happens next.
Look at this.
So when you were concealing the item, I immediately seconds, mm-hmm. got the alert.
That alert comes through the Vision app, uh-huh. along with a video of the suspected crime in action.
Mm-hmm. So guess what, people? Even though they're showing you this right here and he just show you his device that give him the, he's supposed to be alert. I'm showing you the first video where that alert could go to somebody else. I'm just saying, with that glitch that they show you at the first part, in the first clip, what that tell you? Yes, somebody else could access your supposed to be, you know, surveillance camera. So yes, people, this is a sham right here. Like I say, you depend on these things and they're going to backfire on you. That's going to be the masses' destruction. Listen.
Rucci says shoplifting mm-hmm. is down at his store since installing the AI device.
Oh. Okay, hold on here, people. Hold on. I'm going to show you that they lie and they're full of shit. Remember what I tell you about the camera? The camera does not stop theft. The only thing you can do is watch it and know that you got robbed. That's it. He say he got an alert. That mean the theft went on. So don't tell us that the theft dropped. Tell us that you didn't lose anything, but people actually still trying to thief from you. Okay, people, so listen to this right here. You find out it's just a story they make up. Watch this. Mm-hmm.
Got the alert.
Uh-huh. That alert comes through the Vision app, uh-huh. along with a video of the suspected crime uh-huh. in action.
Yeah, but that gun, they said 2 seconds. That mean the purse is ahead of you. Listen.
Carucci says shoplifting is down at his store okay. since installing
it's
the
down.
AI device.
Okay,
the theft continues the way it was going. I was either
so I guess these people know that he got that type of technology. And don't go in the shop to rob him anymore. Is that real? Remember, people, all of these stores that got robbed, they do have surveillance camera already. Guarantee you, most of them do. Some of them, they got security camera, they got bulletproof glass and everything, and the owner still got robbed and killed. Seen it happen. So what I'm saying is, people, camera, if you want to be real about things, camera does not stop crime. Why did they just tell you that this guy installed those kind of intelligent camera in his store and all of a sudden the theft dropped? Why did they lie? They're just selling you a damn dream. They're selling you these things so you believe in them more than you even believe in yourself. There's nothing real about it, people. It's fake shit. 100%. They want to get you more invested in these things right here. More technology, more destruction.
Stop mm-hmm. my business, close my business, or mm-hmm. the other option I have is to raise the prices.
Vision says its AI is in a few hundred stores across the country. Mm-hmm. That's a small portion of retailers.
Mm-hmm.
The Loss Prevention Research Council at the University of Florida is testing different mm-hmm. theft Look prevention at measures at a larger scale.
Mm-hmm. And you'll also notice we have Listen. An entry... and an exit camera option.
Dr. Reed Hayes is the council's director and founder. He says his team is working with 110 tech companies and 88 retailers, including...
Don't worry about these guys, people. They're no strangers to the government and the agenda. They're the one who put that character right there. Why you think all of these companies involved, the Target, the Walmart and all...
And Walmart, huh. to help cut store losses.
None mm-hmm. of them have told us it. Shoplifting or theft or losses are mm-hmm. down or flat.
The team works it's in down a one-of-a-kind mock
Go back. Down Go or back, flat. People.
The team
Look at this right here. Bam! I did a video on this couple of years ago and show you the laptop. The same damn shit right there, people. This is what they use to track the masses. You understand that? This is an eye recognition camera right there. They call it face eye recognition, but it's actually reading your eyes. And like I say, this know you all over, anywhere you go, and this spot you, it link you back to the next place. Do you understand that? It links you back to anywhere one of these spot you. And now they almost in every, supposedly, you know, drive, when you go up in a parking lot or something, Walmart parking lot, Target parking lot, all of them have it. That shit they call a lot cop, meaning that they don't need the cop to be on the spot. That right there, playing police, right there on the scene with a solar panel on it. Listen.
It's in a one-of-a-kind mock SOAR.
Mock
SOAR. Loss prevention
Listen.
Specialists say mm-hmm. they've conducted hundreds of real-world projects mm-hmm. with store simulations.
Listen.
Multiple surveillance cameras mm-hmm. and locking devices for merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Hayes says one of the solutions they also study includes AI.
There's AI Listen. Here that can pick up if you're not actually scanning an item at self-checkout.
Mm-hmm. See people? Because self-checkout is the name of the game now. All of these stores gonna have it. Self-checkout. Because they don't have human beings anymore. They won't be there. Do you understand that? They don't have enough human beings on the earth to shop and also sell your shit. You get it? So yes, they're gonna take away those that used to be in these stores and doing these little things. And now it's AI. So yes, people, you're gonna notice it real soon that the people is gone. The depopulation is in full effect. And like I said, they're using AI to replace humans. Bam.
Google planning to relaunch its AI tool that creates mm-hmm. images of people in the next few weeks. The tech giant paused the technology mm-hmm. after inaccuracies in some historical depictions.
So pay attention to this right here, the Google Gemini, as they call it, and you know that's coding. So yes, they have it supposedly going to create image of the peoples. Listen here, people, like I tell you, you're going deeper and deeper into deceptions. The more they bring this artificial intelligence to you. Pay attention again. Listen.
Join us right now to discuss mm-hmm. mistakes and bias in AI. Mm-hmm. Michael Furtick is the founder of Heroic
bias.
Ventures.
And they're laughing.
To you. This has caused a lot of consternation, a lot of commotion, frankly, around the country,
mm-hmm.
around the world. The pendulum swung one way. Is it going to swing the other way? Michael, mm-hmm. how big a deal is this? And why are these things happening?
Even the walking behind, with the people walking behind him, that's AI generated shit. You have to understand that what you think he's sitting next to a window or a glass doorway, people walking outside, is trash, the whole thing. Listen.
I think it is a big deal that Google, which is the source of truth.
Bam. Did he just say that? He said Google is the source of truth, and that's the reason why they actually put it there. Why? Because their truth gotta be your truth. Do you understand that? The fakery that they got to keep you in a box got to be out there. It's Google now, people. They take away all the books, the dictionary and all, and now Google is the truth. What did I tell you from day one? You give up all that you know for these things right here, the source of information. What do you think, people? You leave it up in their hands right now to give you truth. The world is done. Listen.
For any number of topics in our lives,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you, your producers, your uh-huh. colleagues rely on Google for information.
You hear that, people?
Probably hundreds of times a day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It is a big deal that Google, which is now the paper of record for the internet.
You see, people, he glare and smile when you say that because it's a wicked thing they did. I already mentioned it too many times that, yes, people, we give the truth now to these people. It's now in their hands. Remember, when I go in the supposedly, you know, the medical terms where they break down things and show you in the encyclopedia of medicine, they're going to move those. All encyclopedias, all of them things going to be gone. So guess what, people? Every time you need to get your brain refreshing or something, remember, everybody's brain is now slow. No lie. It's hard for you to keep things in storage in your brain. It can't hold it. It don't have the capacity because you don't use the storage. You use your phone to store things. So now you can't remember shit. Plus, most of the people juice up their brain is soup. So yes, you're going to go to Google for everything. As a matter of fact, you're going to go to Google more than ever. You'll forget more. Your brain ain't storing shit. So yes, when you go to the Google, they're going to give you any information the government wants you to get. I tell people all the time, I said, listen, if you're looking for truth, don't go to Google. People look at me funny when I say that. I said, oh, so where you go? I said, listen, if you want truth, don't ask Google. You're stupid if you ask Google for truth, knowing it's the damn gatekeepers. It's them behind it, the gatekeepers that are going to tell you what is what. That's the reason why the Google is there, so they can school you. Listen.
New York Times might have been one day in the past the paper of record for the world, is creating fictitious and historically impossible images. For example, depicting the founding fathers as African-American men.
Who the fuck is a founding father? Founding father? What is a father and found the fuck what? Wow, I told you, these things piss me off, man. What is a founding father? And what the... Who you class as father in this devil earth? And what the hell they find so interesting to you in hell? That's a good question. Founding fathers, my ass. So what, they're mistaking these things? They're mixing up these things with... Come on, people, it's dumb. 100% dumb. Go back. Listen.
Times might have been one day in the past, the paper of record for the world, is creating fictitious and historically impossible images. For example, depicting the founding fathers as African-American men or Asian women, or refusing to answer or declining to answer who is more evil, Adolf Hitler or Elon Musk.
Bam. And why did you ask that question? I'm gonna ask you. It's just a simple fucking question. Why did you ask that question about Elon Musk and supposedly Hitler? Who is more evil? Why would you ask that? Because you know something? Or because you're playing around? Now listen what I'm saying, people. Remember, the same fucking world government who put the Hitler on the table, the same world government put the Elon Musk on the table. For different agenda, but they both play a great role in the destruction of the masses. Okay, so why did they ask that question? And why did what did you expect to come from Google as the answer if you the person who asked that question? And no smart person wouldn't ask that question because they already know they're both puppets. They're both sodomites in the masses' eyes. 100% sodomites that they put to twist and turn you, put you in a certain box and keep you there. So why would you ask that dumb question from Google? Listen.
Over time, if left unchecked, this fictitious information that came from Gemini and comes from other models, you don't have to...
Don't worry about it. The fictitious information is what been leading you astray from day one. That's what they give you for the COVID and pandemic and all of these things. All made up news to keep you in a damn box. Listen.
Pick on Google. Will find its way into our knowledge sphere. Will find its way into schools. Will find its way into curriculum and lessons.
There will be no more schools, people. The school as you know it gonna be gone. They're taking their time and taking them away. You have to understand that all of them things gonna be remote learning. Remote working, remote learning. All to AI. That's exactly what they got planned for the new world. And I ain't even mentioned what they got next plan or what they got coming up next for the damn pandemic that gonna destroy the masses because it is coming. Listen.
Because teachers will incorporate what they find. Right. Students will incorporate what they find when they write essays. And then we will further miseducate the younger generation.
There you go, people. Miseducate the younger generation. But listen. Once the information is coming from the establishment, is misinformation for your youths, is what gonna mold them, people, is what gonna prevent them from learning naturally, is what gonna prevent them from developing their brain naturally. And if you do, it's gonna be a problem to the government people. That's why you can't born here unless they control and own you, because they have to alter you as soon as you're born. You know that already, right? The alteration have to take place as soon as you're born in this earth. So your mind get blocked. Everything that they want gonna be in you and not what they don't. Do you get it what I'm saying here? From the formula to the injection they give you as soon as you're born, all of it is to work on you, to be a part of this humanity that they give you on this side of the earth.
Information and bad history.
Bad history.
And the things that we think are bad about our current political electorate.
Yes, it's always political, people. Always election. and they show you up deep fake. Oh, we worry about they're going to use it to tamper with the election. They're not talking about the overall well-being of the masses with these things on the table. They're not talking about that. Only thing they worry about is some companies and them supposedly be get damaged by this right here. Listen.
So I think it is Michael, a very...
You've set the table quite nicely. The real mm-hmm. question is, can these things be fixed?
Uh-huh.
And how are they going to be fixed in real mm-hmm. time, over time?
They
so
can
that
be fixed.
We're always getting the most accurate information that actually uh-huh. exists out
Listen,
there.
It can be
if
fixed.
In fact,
Listen.
What it's really doing is pulling from all sorts of places, some of which is going to be accurate and some of which is not.
Uh-huh. Listen
so
to
I
this.
Like what you just said. There's sort of garbage in, garbage out. That's true. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure they're pulling from good sources. But there's also what lends these models, which are inherently dumb. They mm-hmm. have to be taught how to think the way any other machine has to be taught.
We'll go back again.
Which are inherently dumb.
I'm telling you, people. Otherwise, for me, this is the only guy I ever hear mentioned dumb when it comes to AI. Because I already told you what it is, people. It is dumb. It's 100% dumb. I mention it for a reason. The reason why it's dumb is because you're just amazed that it can do some humanly things. You're so marvelous with the Siri because you can have a conversation with it. I pissed off, man. I said to people, don't you know that regular people can also have a conversation? They can have conversation and pronounce the words and everything. And you get amazed because you hear the computer do it. Now the computer is so smart because it answers a question. And that's the reason why we're in this shamble right now. We're so amazed at this dumb shit that happens in the computer system that you rate it smart. And that's the reason why we're in trouble. Again, listen.
To be taught how to think the way any other machine has to be taught
uh-huh,
how to think.
Uh-huh.
It's the lens that these models are given or that's applied to these lenses by the political officers
political.
Who operate and work and control uh-huh. large bureaucracies.
That's all they got to tell you, people.
Insist
election.
On applying. There is a political class, a political uh-huh. officer
that's
class,
all they got.
Just as there was in the Soviet Union. It is very real. These are unreviewable people. And then
it's bullshit, people, but it's very real. It's 100% bullshit they're pushing on the masses. Like I tell you, the artificial intelligence is to bring you down. You're no longer intelligent. They're using something artificial to take over your whole body, mind, and soul right here on Earth. Move.
I want to talk about tech and one firm
Listen
in particular, Google, the mm-hmm. CEO, saying the failure of its AI-driven image generation feature is, quote,
image generation.
Unacceptable. In an email to staff, the CEO of Alphabet, Sundar Pichai, addressing
Alphabet.
Criticism after the company's Gemini depicted historically inaccurate scenes.
Wow, they're using these words, people. Alphabet and Gemini. You don't understand. Devil codings. They have to put these things out there to give the devil people energy. Listen.
Memo. Pichai saying structural changes will be made to prevent further incidents,
uh-huh.
stressing the need to deliver unbiased and accurate information. Now,
wow.
I wonder what
unbiased. And accurate information. Do you believe it, people? In this world where the information is part of your destruction, they control the information, people. What you can't understand, does the pandemic prove it or not? You don't understand. That's how they do it. They can spread a big rumor and get everybody to comply. Right here, listen again.
To deliver unbiased and accurate
wow.
information. Now,
wow.
I wonder what he's alluding to here, Ramo.
They're laughing.
I guess that there's a real issue here because is he countering it right now in terms of the reputational risk? Or does he have to really go deeper to say what went wrong with the processes, when they were aware of this, why they didn't slow this down, why he wasn't more aware of this, and really highlight exactly how they're adapting to the AI models that they've currently created?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, this is saying that their data sets were projecting something that the end user didn't want to see.
I think we have to draw a distinction between a regrettable mistake
Listen.
And an accident. Making an accident would imply they weren't aware that this wasn't working quite the way they thought it would be.
Making an accident. Listen.
A regrettable mistake is it works exactly the way they thought it would. It
mm-hmm.
rolled out, the pushback was severe, and now they regret it. It's a regrettable mistake. But was it truly an accident? And the structural changes that the CEO is alluding to there, that implies that maybe this wasn't. And that's a big problem.
Nothing that they do is a mistake, people. They know exactly what they want out there. They know exactly what they want the masses to suck up. So yes, people, they're the one who changing up everything on you. And later on, the next generation won't even know it. Remember, they give you a thing called Mandela Effect, a fake shit that they set up to show you that you're not paying attention. They can change shit right under your nose without you knowing. Listen.
In that they were trying to offset implicit biases in their data sets, and maybe it went too far. The issue that I think that's a bigger issue is, how do you deal with the fact that people are biased? They put that data in, and that's going to generate biases. So listen, then you're going to have biases that get entrenched in social norms. This is the difficulty. So how do you, as a content provider, a content search engine, how do you...
Content provider, a content search engine. Remember, that's all government-controlled peoples running them shits on you right here, people. You have to understand, all the information that come out and get to you come from the world government. They're the one who want to give you Google and all the information that it got to offer. Remember, you know nothing else. What else you got? Wikipedia, all of them shits is the same government people. All the source of information comes from them. If you step in and say anything to go against that, you know what it is. Misinformation. That's what they call it. Yes, just to discredit you and keep the damn destruction or deception that they have going on, they have to tell you that. Gone.
Elon Musk is suing the maker of ChatGPT, saying the company is maximizing profits rather than benefiting humanity. As once.
Listen to this right here, people. Is this a joke? They keep painting the Elon Musk as a supposed to be hero in the dumb people's eyes, and they're gonna buy it. So yes, people, they tell you that Elon Musk right here is suing the tech company, the one they call OpenAI. Are you suing the CEO of misguidance? No, he can sue them. He don't buy their product, people. The product is not for the next puppet. It's for you. So he can sue them, but you can't. The words are damn stayed. Listen.
Promised. The lawsuit marks a major escalation in Musk's contentious relationship with OpenAI.
They're fooling the dumb masses. It's no fight going on. They're all the same. Just like they're telling you Facebook and this character going at it, Mark Zuckerberg, and the same Elon Musk going at it. You believe it? It's a fake shit, people. It's the same government behind all of this technology that was introduced to you. The OpenAI, the Tesla car, and the sodomite they call Elon Musk, all government operation. You have to understand that, and they're tricking the masses into believing the sodomite. Listen.
His relationship with OpenAI and its CEO, Sam Altman. ABC's business reporter, Alexis Christophorus, has more on that.
What a damn
Alexis, take us through
shit.
This lawsuit. Well, what is Elon actually accusing them of doing here?
Okay, so this is just heating up now between these two tech titans. So
it's fake with people, but it's heating up. It's not real. Like I tell you, they're going to put these two puppets on you. They're going to go at it, and the product that they have selling going to go through to you. Do you understand that? They're fighting for real. The product's going to still get to you. Listen.
Musk is saying that there was a breach of contract here, that he was, when he initially asked to come on as an early investor and really, in essence, a co-founder.
So you have a contract signed with OpenAI and say he's a part of the co-founder. He's a part of the founding members that put this shit together, the OpenAI. Listen.
AI, which is the parent company of ChatGPT. He said the mission of the company at the time was to have this open source company, which means it would be available to the public. This
First of all, I already told you, this is what Hollywood used to trick you from day one. That's why Hollywood can show you those wonderful graphics. That's why they can show you commercial TV shows, movies, documentaries, and all. It come from the same technology, people. 100% in from day one. Do you know that or not? Don't let them fool you like it's something new they're bringing to the table and they complain about it because it's not right to the masses. Are it gonna be, you know, some kind of arm to the masses so they have to step in? No, people, it's bullshit. Remember, the Elon Musk can't sue them because him and them ain't no kind of cahoots, basically, that they tell you about. They sign a contract and they breach the contract against Elon Musk so he can sue them? Are we suing them on the behalf of you? Which one of it is it? Listen.
She would be available to the public, but that at the end of the day, it would be non-for-profit, meaning that it would be for the benefit of humanity. In the words.
Wow, people, it's a stupid shit. Like I said, Elon Musk trying to look like a hero in front of the masses. And if that's what they want him to look like, yes, that's exactly what he's going to look like, because the people stupid to help humanity. Help humanity. None of these technology can't help humanity. It's there to destroy humanity. Remember, it's nothing to do with humans. It's technology. You don't get it or not. Human beings didn't come up with it. I already told you. That's why they show you these fake sodomites as the front of these things. So you can't have it in your mind that is someone foreign bring it to you. It's a regular person, always in America. What that tell you, people? You don't read these things, right? All of these big creators of these things coming up with these big ideas, they're right here in America, supposedly. It's fake shit, 100%. And don't take nothing that they bring. They're setting you up for the destruction.
Musk, since then, it has now entered a multi-billion dollar agreement with Microsoft, which, as we know, a for-profit company.
It's fake
shit. So Musk is accusing the ChatGPT maker of putting profits ahead of its original promise.
Of course, and he can sue them even though he's not a part of the company. He tied to the company. Listen.
Was to do good for the public.
Wow.
Now, there's a lot of history between Elon Musk and CEOs.
I guess the Elon must do some good to the public by giving you that Tesla car that can't even work when it comes to freezing times. The same car that got a wicked battery that set off on water. The same battery that can just cause fire. So what you telling me, people? Elon Musk come out with some groundbreaking supposedly technology in an electric car that been around before Elon Musk. These are how they put on puppets, people, easily on you. You don't even check nothing. You just believe that, hey, Elon Musk come up with the car. That mean he is the guy. Now you can listen to him when he tell you these things, and he always coming out giving you advice now. And he's supposed to be one of the richest men in the world, just like Bill Gates, running around shutting up everybody up, promoting vaccine. Listen.
I'm Altman. So what's the backstory here?
There is. So in 2015 is when Greg Brockman, Sam Altman, and Elon Musk and others got together to form this company.
Wow, people.
And it's always been this contentious relationship.
Is that a coincidence why all of these sodomites supposedly come together to make the company OpenAI? Wow, unbelievable, people. You're watching the world stage right there. That's it, people. It's a stage. Everything is stage. Nothing real. Listen.
If he stepped down from the board in 2018,
look
he
at
hasn't
them, people.
Always...
There go the retarded guy. Like I mentioned, all of them gonna look retarded. Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, they have the fucking Steve Jobs. All of them look retarded. The one that say found Amazon, all of them. Why? They all fakers on the masses. Some of them even bots. Enough of them don't even look like human beings, and they control this big part of the tech industry. You have to understand, it's fake shit for the masses.
Agreed with the way Altman has run the company, including his latest multi-billion-dollar partnership with Microsoft. So
what
it'll be interesting
people.
To see how it plays out in court, because a lot is at stake, not only for these two tech titans, but also for us as consumers of artificial intelligence and what the future of that's going to look like.
All right, Alexis Christopher.
Yes, they worry about what the future of artificial intelligence gonna look like. It is destruction. That's what it gonna look like. Something like hell. You understand that, people? When all controlled by algorithms, the world gonna be random. You're never gonna understand what gonna take place when you give all the controls to AI. Move.
This is fun. A San Francisco company called Electric Sheep is showing off its new robot called Verdi.
I know this was coming, people. I was just sitting there thinking about it like a couple weeks ago. Like, it's only a matter of time before they give you something like a Roomba kind of vibe to cut your lawn. And there you go right there. You think they wasn't going to come up with it? They give you a vacuum to vacuum your carpet. Sitting in your house running by itself and going around, need no help. So of course they was going to do this, people, give you a supposedly lawnmower running off AI. And guess what they call it, people, the company? Electric Sheeps. So there you go, people, electric sheep. This is what they're turning the world in, people. They're telling you that it's going to be a destruction. Remember, you are the sheeps in this earth. Uh-huh. What they're going to do, put some electric on your ass? Listen.
Edges and trims. And as you can see, it has a leaf blower. It can spray for weeds, too.
And the leaf blower is the worst idea, the worst invention they ever come out with. That loudest shit that's blowing and making that sound. Is the worst idea, the worst invention they ever come up with. What they're doing, people, blowing leaf around so it scatter. It's no way to pick it up. It just blow it around, people. It can give you the sense. I guess that's a part of the world, or the world run. It can just look clean, but it's actually dirty. You scatter the dirt and the debris all over. So guess what? It's all blending where you can't see it. I guess that's part of life. Right here that they give you. Listen.
Because it understands the difference between a rose bush and a dandelion. Creator says it'll help humans.
It's gonna help humans, people. And guess what? There go the creator right there. You see that again? Listen.
Outdoor services industry is a huge industry. And it's heavily labor constrained. Right? So you can't find enough people to do the work.
You hear that, people? It's heavily labor restrained. So you can hardly find people to do the job, which is landscaping. You believe that? No, people, they want to take the job away from the people. The landscaping. You don't get it, man. This is another level they're taking you, people. So when you look at it, like I always mention about the people who do the small little jobs, the dirty jobs and them things, even that gonna be gone. Do you believe that? It's going to be gone, people, period. They're going to take away everything as you know it that can lead back to something natural. Listen here. Go back.
Between a rose bush and a dandelion, its creator says it'll help humans.
Outdoor services industry is a huge industry, and it's heavily labor constrained, right? So you can't find enough people to do the work. So landscapers are struggling today.
Landscapers are struggling today, people. They're struggling. So now, remember these people, they already give you a lawnmower to cut out a supposedly person coming to your home or coming to your yard to trim it and do these things. They give you these little things to do that. So you can, you know, do it yourself and hire these people. But then they're giving you machines, so you won't hire those people and you won't do it yourself either. So yes, people, this is the world that they're setting up. Just robots, all artificial intelligence gonna run the whole wide world, which leave you open to hacking, mistakes, mishaps, you know, malfunctioning, and that's what your life gonna depend on right here, even your money.
Automation is much needed in the industry.
So the company Electric Sheep, named after that short story that became Blade Runner, which when you think about it, this guy...
What?
Electric Sheep, named after that short story that became Blade Runner, which...
The short story called the Blade Runner, that's what they make it off. The company name off. This is a joke, people. Wow, unbelievable.
Think about it, this guy is a Blade Runner.
Yeah.
He's got a little blade out there.
All right, doing its thing. What, so is it like laughing? A weed whacker kind of
weed
blade?
Whacker, and then my favorite part is the blower arm. I mean, it's how adorable is that?
Wow.
Although I do think if he had artificial intelligence, he'd probably start up the minute you had a nap.
Yes, they can laugh and joke, people, because this is what life is going to be about right here. It's not going to judge off what you can do physically. Is what these machines can do for you electronically. You understand that? That's exactly what they got planned for the masses. Bam.
There's new evidence. The more you move, the longer you live.
Interesting.
What does that mean, people? Is it mocking you? The more you move, is the longer you live. The more you move, is the longer you live. What is they talking about? They're talking about activity. The more activity you do, the longer you live, and they're taking away all activity from you, even trimming your own lawn, they take away all activity, vacuuming your own floor, All of these things, people, technology now doing it for you. And then they're going to tell you, the more you move, the longer you live. Pay attention to this.
It's Rare Disease Day. CBS 17's Liz Ortiz is here now day. With today's top wow. stories.
Well, guys, it's estimated there may be as many as 7,000 rare diseases, and between 25 to 30 million Americans are living with a rare disease.
What the fuck you call a rare disease? And the human beings living with it. What is a rare disease? Like I tell you, people, they only have destruction on this side of the earth. Hurry up and get out.
To the National Institutes of Health. 8-year-old Kai was born with a gene mutation associated with a narrowing of the...
And take a look at these things that they're promoting right here. Is that Godzilla and King Kong? Wow, take a look at this right here, people. Brainwash had its finest on your youth. What the fuck is this? 444? Wow, okay.
The mutation was only picked up because his mother took part in the BabySeq project, which allowed Kai's genome to be sequenced at birth.
You hear that, people? Another technology to destroy the masses. Why is they putting these things out there on the table? Gino, listen to this.
...of the aorta. The mutation was only picked up because his mother took part in the BabySeq project, which allowed Kai's genome to be sequenced at birth.
Yes, and they would never find it if it wasn't for that supposed study. So they're promoting these AI studies that the masses supposed to be going to right now. This is what they're putting on the table. Listen.
Babies in the U.S. get mandated newborn screening for certain conditions, but a recent survey finds most rare disease doctors favor screening with genomic technology.
Listen to them, people.
There are over 700 genetic conditions that are treatable today and that you can really only detect with genetic testing. With
actually, people, generic testing. That's the only way you can find these supposed sicknesses, rare sickness that may be lingering. And you need these studies to find it. You need these screening. Like I say, more AI system and the masses. Listen.
Looking at the DNA code itself.
Yes, DNA
code. Kai has been closely followed. The narrowing of his aorta has since normalized. Are sports drinks with electrolytes healthy? Doctors say electrolytes are important in our...
What the fuck is electrolyte, people? I keep telling you, they make up these things, man. Electrolyte? Wow, I told you, people, it's dumb shit, 100%. And if you just listen to the mag, you will understand next time you hear something similar. Don't buy it. What is electrolyte, people? They keep coming up with these weird names to tell us about things that we need in our body, things that our body need, protein, fiber, all of these fucking bullshit, and you buy into it. Even though you don't know what the hell they're talking about. What is electrolyte, people? And don't fuck with the Gatorade, period. You got the G right there with the lightning bolt. I guess that's why they call it electrolyte. All artificial flavoring. Look on the bottle and it will tell you. What are you drinking for grape, people? It's a wicked chemical that form a flavor. So when you taste it, it tastes like grape. But what is you actually drinking? They have the orange flavor right there. What's in it? Poison chemical. 100% in. So don't let them fool you about an electrolyte so you're taking these poison in your body. Dumb on.
Overall health and help with the function of our brain, heart, muscles, and doctors say electrolytes are important in our overall health and help with the function of our brain, heart, muscles, and nerves.
The function of our brain, heart, muscle, and nerves. You believe it, people? Do you believe it and you get it from a bottle of fucking drink? Something that your body need, but you have to drink a rare fucking drink to find it in there. To drink a weird drink. Okay, so you understand what the world is here. Everything they give you is poison here. And they're taking their time. Remember, it's going to take a long time for them to point everything out. But they're on the way. They're doing it right now. Every day I can show you another one that they point out. And say, look, it's poison. They tell you out their own mouth. Listen.
Some of the more common electrolytes added to sports drinks include sodium, potassium,
magnesium. Hold on here. Okay, they have ingredients here. Let's see if we can see some of it. Total fat. 0 gram. Fat people? Fat. Okay, why you need all this sodium in a damn drink? Like I tell you people, most of these things is just things to poison your damn body. You understand that? Carbonate, you better wake your ass up, people. All of this fake shit. And guess what? They tell you right there contains no fruit juice, period. How did they get this red drink that they might call strawberry? 80 calories? How they count the calories, people? How did they count it? You don't know to count it, but they do, so you have to follow what they say.
Magnesium and calcium. However, there are other electrolytes we need too. Doctors say simply eating a healthy diet rich in whole foods can help you get all the electrolytes you need.
It's bullshit, people. The electrolyte is a fucking hoax, 100% in, and they keep coming up with these weird name at this shit that you need in your body. It's not real. It's fake shit. How did the doctor know about electrolyte? And to tell you, you can find in a damn Gatorade. When did the doctor do a test on the fucking Gatorade in the bottle? When did they test it? Did the doctor test them and tell you, yes, he got the electrolyte that we test your body and know that your body needs it to survive? Huh? No, all of it is fake shit. And you just have to look at life real simple. And you see that these shits don't make sense. It's fakery to convince the human being to bend and twist in the direction that they want them. Yeah, as you could see, the Mag Bam Sunday breakdown, man. Appreciate everybody for taking it in. I'm always on the run.